spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. And start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, are you interested in finding out about your family tree and your long-lost relatives? Well, joining me now from the Irish Family Detective is Fiona Ford. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Fiona. How are you?
I'm very well. Fiona, initially what drew us to your attention was the tragic couple in Tipperary recently who were found right. dead, and you know there it was air detectives who traced their relatives and were able to get in touch with them, but this is not the kind of day-to-day work of genealogists. So what is the typical customer?
You could have anything from people looking for family trees for maybe a Christmas or birthday present to I had a query from one person. They were just inquiring about a relative who had died and the circumstances, you know, they were a little bit uncertain. So a little bit of detective work, and I just discovered that it actually, unfortunately, was a suicide. It's over about 100 years ago. Mm. So the person in particular had been told that they had died in a kind of a harvesting accident. So again, you know, it's just people really wanting to know where they come from.
So what way do you work? Like, how do you find out all of these things?
I suppose the principle is, you know, start with what you know. Like a lot of people will wonder when they go to look for me to do a family tree, you know, where should I start? And I always say to them, look, go to your grandparents' mass book, you know, that mass book that you'd see full of memorial cards. That's a great place to start. So really, kind of, it's a bit like building blocks. Once you have the corner pieces of the jigsaw, you start to build up a profile. And I think a lot of it too, you get a sense of feeling that it's the correct relative you're looking at. It's fascinating. And we're very lucky in Ireland that we have access to really good records, you know, more or less free of charge, which is a huge help for the ordinary person looking to do their own family tree.
It is really fascinating. And do you think that, or are you seeing an increase in people who are coming to you to avail of your services?
I think probably around the time of Brexit, there was a lot of people looking to confirm that they had Irish ancestry because they wanted an Irish passport.
Wow.
Absolutely. It could be from Canada to Argentina. Again, that's the great thing about being online. You can, you know, it's quite easy to keep in contact with people. But it's just really unusual. A lot of people as well looking for birth relatives, you know, like kind of great grandparents. So they might be in a family estrangement.
So I'm sure you weren't expecting that outcome from Brexit, were you?
Yeah, it's very unusual. But a lot of people looking for passports. I suppose the numbers from the Department of Foreign Affairs will kind of reiterate that fact as well. So yeah, there you go. It's in most unusual places.
I know. Are people hoping that maybe there's a lord or a highwayman or a pirate in their past? That we all have this kind of exciting past?
I think Who Do You Think You Are, the BBC and television programme is probably, you know, heightened people's expectations. But again, unfortunately, unless you do have a lord in the family, you know, you're not going to be able to find out that you were related to somebody back in the 12th century.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, but like most people, you kind of go as far as the early 1800s. But it's really, I think people just really want to know about their family. And I think it's just maybe the current climate that people are just eager to know where they did come from, you know?
I know. And it's really interesting. Like I was telling Fergal there this morning that my auntie, I went to visit her there recently, and somebody in the family did a kind of a genealogy trail and traced us back, and we're all, I think, you know, Declan Donnelly of Anton Deck.
Yes.
Well, apparently, like, our paths have crossed at some stage, so I think I'm related to him. So,
it's not a lord or
a highwayman, but, you know.
No. Well, one of our lecturers at one stage said, you know, make sure that you marry a foreigner just to kind of widen the DNA net, because we're also closely related, or they're, you know, apparently anyway. So yeah, it's fascinating, absolutely fascinating.
And do you have to work with agencies then, or other places in other countries like Argentina or Australia, or, you know, places that Ireland, but the Irish people would have flocked to?
Not necessarily. It's more, I suppose, people looking for their Irish ancestry. So at least I can look at records here. Maybe a little bit in America, but again, it's mainly the records that we have here. So it's, as I say, I know I got a query there at one stage, somebody looking to know, they had an ancestor who was a ticket writer, and they didn't know what a ticket writer was. So apparently it was a person who hand-painted signs. So there's just like, you get random queries, you know, kind of old odd jobs that people did as well. So yeah, no, it's fascinating. You kind of learn something new every day.
What about, wasn't there a big fire or something during the Civil War? And does that upset things? Would documents have been lost during an incident like that? And how do you get around that?
Well, I suppose there was a big impact maybe on census records, although some of those records would have been lost even prior to the fire. I think at one stage some of the census were pulped. There was a paper shortage during World War One. So you'll have the likes of census substitutes like land records, parish records, which weren't in the fire. And again, recently there was a project to try and virtually reenact the records that had been in the public records office in 1922. So a lot of the records would have been transcribed, or they might have been copies in other archives. So there is now, again, a virtual record of some of the records. So yeah, I mean, you know, there's ways around it, I suppose. Right. If there's one avenue is closed, you'll go down another avenue and hopefully find something.
And it sounds like, as you said, it's fascinating work. How did you get into this yourself?
I, again, was one of those ignorant teenagers who didn't listen to relatives telling me about this person and that person and the other person. So you get to a stage in your life where you'd like to know a little bit more. So I kind of did it just for myself. And then I did a diploma in genealogy studies in UCC. It was a 2-year program. Mm. And again, when I was finished that, I just couldn't leave it go. So I came up with the Irish Family Detective. And, you know, it's been interesting. It's great during lockdown. The graveyards are a great place to socially distance. So it's, you know, very handy.
And do you work alone or do you have a team with you?
I just work alone. I only do it on a part-time basis. Okay. It wouldn't pay all the bills. So yeah, we have to have a day job to substitute it. But it's fantastic interest to have. As I say, you know, you make a lot of friends and acquaintances and that. So yeah, that's been really good.
And do you get to see people's reactions then when you tell them what, do you know, do you sit them down like you see in the show and you tell them their family tree and where they've come from? Or is it a kind of a virtual thing, or what way does it work?
It's probably a virtual thing when there's clients out of the country. But I know I did a family tree for my cousin's wife. So she gave to her father for Christmas, and I got an email from her to say thank you so much. He actually cried when she gave it to him. So it's very rewarding to be honest. Even the bad, sad stories, people just like to have closure. You know, the truth will set you free, as they say.
I think people in general like to know where they came from, don't they? You know, it's nice to have heard stories from your grandparents, but like to even go beyond that, it's really nice to hear.
Absolutely. I just think it's something you just need to know. And I think we're a great nation for storytelling. So if there's a kind of a skeleton in the closet, that's probably even better again. So, you know, so that's another part.
Yeah, brilliant. Fiona, if anybody does want to get in touch with you, if they want to have you try and find their relatives, their long lost relatives, can they get in touch with you in some way?
They can, yeah. If they check out my website, irishfamilydetective.ie, you can send me a message via there. I'd be delighted, and hopefully I'd be able to help anybody who's looking for information.
Brilliant, brilliant. Listen, thank you. It's fascinating work that you do. That's Fiona Ford from the Irish Family Detective. Has anybody had it done recently themselves? Was there any kind of secret in their past? Anything exciting? Any relatives that was exciting in your past? You might let us know. 0818 96 96 96.
Cork's 96 FM.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.